The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
I know you're there. Don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Then come out.
Then you'll be afraid.
No, I won't.
Ah, that was the movie Maleficent. Angelina Jolie's big return to the movies. A huge hit over the weekend with a $70 million intake. According to the box office numbers, it's a darker, if you will, re-imaging sort of Sleeping Beauty. The emphasis is on the villains instead. Sounds kind of interesting anyway. I know a lot of people with children and nieces, nephews, and grandkids and whatnot all went to go and see it, and this is the first week, so we'll see ultimately if it makes much more than that, which I think it will. Whatever it costs to make it, I believe that it at least makes that and goes beyond breaking even. How you doing, America? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Speaking of breaking even, boy, it has been a crazy wild ride for a horse named California Chrome. I talk about this because in 5 days, California Chrome has a chance to make history, and even people who don't pay attention to horse racing are paying attention to this horse who had a terrific workout over the weekend and has a chance at winning the Belmont, which would be the Triple Crown then, winning the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. It would eclipse, this horse would eclipse a record that has stood since 1978. The horse that won the last Triple Crown was a horse named Affirmed. A 17-year-old was on board that horse as the jockey, Steve Coffin. Can you imagine? He was basically bred for $10,000. He's had a win streak of 6 straight races. Will it be 7? Oh, the odds. Who knows what will happen? But the imagination of a lot of people, have definitely been stoked. The flames have definitely been stoked with a lot of people reacting to California Chrome. Many of you might have been talking about the situation with the VA, which is just appalling. Finally, General Eric Shinseki resigned heading into the weekend as the head of the Department of Veteran Affairs. Almost old news, except for what he's left behind, a broken healthcare system. He apologized. He apologized to veterans and others. Now who comes in to change things after his resignation? There's been massive criticism. There was bipartisan support pushing for him to resign. So I don't think it's a surprise he stepped down because of the deadly delays for the people who were waiting at VA hospitals. And the allegations are becoming really real as they're nailing down many of these. It's interesting because it was first exposed last November. And there have been conversations about this in the past, but not to this extent. The president went before reporters at the White House after the meeting with Shinseki, saying the retired Army general told him the VA needs new leadership to address issues that were now chronicled this past week. Obama said Shinseki does not want to be a distraction. So who's next? It has really been snowballing. Republicans and Democrats wanted him out. Too many people dead, too many people questioning what's going on at the VA because you have these $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 bonuses to hurry up and get the wait times down to get people processed, and that was part of what was the carrot, I guess, for some of the people to do the disgusting things that happened in many of these facilities. If they find as wrongdoing directly pointed at certain individuals, I think that this has to be punished. There has to be criminal investigation into this, and more than firing, it has to be firing and prosecuting. I mean, the House was able to at least pass the VA accountability bill, but it has to go beyond that scope. They have to immediately nail this shut. Remember, 40 veterans potentially plus died in Phoenix, where they had the secret waiting list to cover up the problem of the other list. So you had two lists, the real list and the fake list. And the VA has acknowledged at least 23 deaths nationwide because of delayed care. So new nurses, more doctors. What happens? They got to jump on this immediately. No ifs, and, or buts. There's no excuse to continue to drill down this path of poor quality when it comes to veterans. People coming back who have PTSDs, who, you know, we've got a suicide rate of a couple of soldiers a day taking their lives. They need help. They need help for problems with what they're mentally struggling with, what they're physically struggling with, you know, end of story. And then Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, is also leaving. He held that spot in modern times for the longest tenure, one of the longest 10 years. He had told the president that he wanted to resign way before any of these things have happened with the VA or other things. So he was a 21-year veteran of journalism. He was a Washington bureau chief for Time magazine, and he decided to take this job at the White House when Robert Gibbs stepped down, and he's been the chief spokesperson through battle budgets with Congress and re-election in 2012 and all that kind of stuff. So the deputy press secretary, Josh Earnest, is stepping in to the role. If you ever watched an episode of The West Wing, then you pretty much know what they do on a daily basis. So they plugged that gap for sure, but now it's somebody new to get used to and hear what his spin is and what he has to say about whatever ends up piquing the interest of the reporters who are there for the daily briefings, whatever the news of the day that emanates from Washington, D.C. He'll be on it instead of Jay Carney. Mm. And then there is this other story about Bo Bergdahl, who was held by the Taliban for 5 years. Over the weekend, the president again, before the mics with the parents there at the White House, talking about Bo being released in a deal with the Taliban. Five really Islamist radicals were released from Guantanamo at the same time that Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl was released by his captors. And there are some that are saying, wow, this is unbelievable. No notification, even though he looked really thin in his last video. And the fact that there are calls that he deserted his position. And in Idaho, they're tying ribbons around the trees, and they're excited for his return. What are your thoughts? Send them to me, americatonight.net. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. choices, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
America tonight. Big shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies. In our virtual green room right now, we have the Rabbi Spiro. He's the author of Pushback, Reclaiming Our American Judeo-Christian Ethos. And, you know, when we look at the Middle East and we keep talking about Iran, especially, and what's going to happen there, you know exactly how I feel about jihadists and railing against the Western ways. And the rabbi certainly puts all of his thoughts into this book and talks about it heavily when we're talking about nuclear possibilities and nuclear program in Iran, and, you know, the fact that we had a congressman who suggested, well, let them do whatever, just leave it alone, it's none of our business. If somebody wants to nuke up, why can't they nuke up, which is crazy to me. All right, Rabbi, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure.
So let's talk about that. Why do you think there's this, it's like your title, Pushback. Why is there kind of this refusal to realize what's really going on in Iran?
Well, you know, you have this psychological term at work, denial. People will deny this reality because they're not yet ready to do something about it. It takes a strong stomach to stand up against the jihad, against the political correctness that says that you cannot criticize anything Islamic, and people, therefore, instead of fighting the fight, they get into the denial mode. Oh, no, there's really not a problem. It's just an exaggeration by some conservative people. If we would just be nicer, understand more, everything would go away. This is what people do when they don't want to confront a challenge. They want to be able just to go and live as they have in the past and look to the future with comfort. That's number one, denial. Number two, you have a left in this country, and probably in other parts of the world too, but especially this country, you have a left that wants to transform America and change America and have America under its thumb. Real Marxists, rich Marxists, not like back in 1910 where the communists were poor. No, these are rich Marxists, went to very good schools, many of them, but very wealthy. They want to control America. And they're going to do it with their Marxism. The people will have to listen and abide by the laws. And they're in partnership with the jihadists, the soft jihadists, not the terrorists, but the soft jihadists, like the Muslim Brotherhood types, that would like to put people under Sharia. It's all the same thing. If you're under Sharia, if you're under Marxism, the power is invested in a few people, a clique at the top, and the rest of the people have to submit. So they share this anti-Americanism, so they don't want us to really know. They don't want the people to know the real danger.
Yeah, you know, and what's interesting, too, is you say the soft Islamists and the Muslim Brotherhood, and we saw what happened in Egypt, and I would think Egypt would, and backing, the United States backing Morsi, and then to see what would happen, what happened there, would give Rabbi some people a clue as to really what the Muslim Brotherhood is about, but for some reason, it's like you just said, there is this denial over what's really, really going on, and especially in Iran. What do you think the ultimate goal is of the Supreme Leader? Leader, the Ayatollah, because not very many people talk about the Ayatollah.
Well, he said yesterday, the Ayatollah, the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, and our president, President Obama, defers to him with such respect, he calls him the supreme leader. My goodness, he calls him the supreme leader. He said that he wants jihad, and he wants jihad to continue until it finally overtakes and controls America. People need to realize that every religion has a certain motif, and it's that motif that its followers zealously follow. In Christianity, it might be love, love to the point almost of being blind love. In Judaism, it has to do with justice, and with Islam, it's jihad. It is conquering territory for Allah and taking the infidels and making them submit to Allah as dhimmis, and this is the central motif. And so there, Ayatollah Khamenei, who's the spiritual leader of not just Iran, but the Islamic world, announced yesterday that he wants the jihad, which is central, it's elemental to his outlook, to Islam, to continue, and it will not stop until it conquers America. And there are two forms of jihad, like good cop and bad cop. There's the terrorism, the terrible barbaric jihad, and then there's the soft jihad, the stealth jihad, that goes into countries, Western countries, and takes over institutions, insinuates itself into the life of the country, all in the name of democracy and tolerance and diversity and multiculturalism. And unfortunately, within our own United States, we have people on the left that are fine with that because they, too, want to overturn America and they're anti-American.
Do you think there's any doubt that that they've been nuking up the whole time and you don't buy this whole thing about nuclear power and that's what we're doing and leave us alone?
Oh, no, of course they're nuking up. One of their stated goals is to annihilate Israel, to exterminate Israel and Jews, not just Israel itself, but Jews all over the world. And then, of course, the West. There are two Satans in their mind, the little Satan, which is Israel, and Judaism. And the big Satan, which is America and Western Christian civilization, they want to destroy it. That, to them, is a religious goal. It's just that people in the West who are leaders are, by and large, secular. So they don't take seriously the religious motivations of people because they say, oh, that's just religion, and that's really not significant. But for people that are religious Muslims, certainly in the Middle East, this is the purpose of their life, the jihad, and to control the West.
Well, and if you look at religion, you know this, Rabbi, if you go back in most wars, there are religious overtones in a lot of the wars that have happened throughout our history, the history of the world, right?
Absolutely. But the secular people that are running the West, since to them religion is not important, they don't grasp how important religion and religious goals and religious battle cries are to those people who are very religious. Now, today, the Jewish and Christian religions are not, their goal is not a military one. But to Islam, it still is jihad, to bring people and other lands under the submission to Allah. And our secular people just don't seem to take it seriously. But some really do know that Islam, radical Islam certainly, has this quest. But they're okay with it. I have to tell you, I can't imagine that for 1 minute President Obama really believed that the Iranians were going to stop their enrichment of uranium and stop their goal of producing a nuclear bomb. But he gave them an out. They were under pressure. There were sanctions. And he basically, because there was a new change in administration, he used that to say, well, Iran has changed and we can unfreeze assets, give them assets. Europe can start trading with them, infusing money back into Iran. He had to know this. Maybe he doesn't have a... I don't think he wants Iran to use the bomb once it has it, but I don't know if he has a problem with Iran having the bomb. There are many people in the West, especially on the left, that are telling us, well, we have to get used to living in a world with an Iran with the bomb. There are many people that believe that.
Yeah, I agree.
President Obama is one of them.
Yeah, there's so I mentioned the congressman, who I actually like a lot of what he has to say, but when he was the congressman from Texas, Ron Paul, he thought the same thing. It's, you know, we got to stay out of that, but I agree with you. We do not need to stay out of that.
Ron Paul's a little different. Ron Paul is just a person who believes that we have to basically stay out of everything outside our boundary's edge. But he himself is a very patriotic American.
No, absolutely.
But there are leaders that we have who are not patriotic, and they don't necessarily look at what's best for America. They're really transnationalists. They're internationalists, and we have to be wary of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, Rabbi, before we let you fly, I read this story about you, and it's interesting, and I remember this now. You were the first rabbi to come out and to endorse Ronald Reagan. Wow, what was the reaction to that when that happened?
That's true. That was. Thank you for remembering. That was back in 1979, and in those days, there were hardly any Jewish people that were Republican and certainly not conservative. Reagan was more than Republican. He was conservative. So I was criticized. I was shunned. I was told that I was extremist and crazy. He ended up to be the best president in our lifetime, and in my opinion, probably the best president in the 20th century. Better than FDR. Much better. And but for a while there, sure, but the people, when I would go to the familiar areas, social life or synagogue, about people all thought that I was an extremist, but what do they know?
I like that. On that note, we're going to end. Pick it up, Pushback. Rabbi Spiro, thanks for coming on. Don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back on the show again.
Thank you, Katie.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl gets released by the Taliban in a deal that was a 5-for-1. 5 that were at Guantanamo in a deal that nobody knew about, apparently, that happened under the wire. Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor, saying they had to act fast. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What do you think, America? I mean, we keep saying we won't negotiate with any groups linked to terrorists, but have they skirted around the edges of this thing or not? Senator John McCain, one of the many voices from the Hill on the Sunday talk shows, and a former POW, called the released detainees hardened terrorists who have the blood of Americans and countless Afghans on their hands. He wanted to know exactly what steps were being taken to guarantee they never fight against the United States. What was it that the Qatari government, what kind of assurances did they really give Washington that the risk of the United States wouldn't be in some way manipulated, mitigated, or we would feel like we were left holding the bag? I think we are left holding the bag. How about you? 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. Let's go to Dan, who's listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hi, Dan.
Hi, baby. Okay. I got a couple things on Bergdahl, but first, that rabbi you just had on is absolutely right, and I just got one little thing to say about that. Deplane. We're going to get that puppy back eventually, and I hope Obama's at home when it happens.
Oh. I hope no Americans are hurt. That's all I can say, if that's what it ends up being.
Okay, now on this bird doll thing. Look, this guy was, at the minimum, away without leave, if not outright desertion. I would send the Taliban a bullet and have them take him out personally and thank him for it, and they wouldn't care to put a bullet. That's the way I feel about Birdall. Okay? As far as our president, look, it is time for us to impeach this man. He just continues to violate the Constitution from implementing that supposed law of his of Obamacare in piecemeal form to letting go 36,000 illegal immigrants that have the blood of Americans on their hands. And then this comes off where he gets rid of five terrorists from Guantanamo that have killed Americans and other Afghans and other people. And then we get back one deserter from our military and praise him as a hero and pretend like he is just so important to us that we had to save him. Bull hockey. This is enough. Let's get rid of the snake at the top. You chop off his head, you get rid of the snake. That's Obama. Impeach him. Get rid of him. Okay,
Dan,
I'm done.
Dan, you know you're selling tickets if that happens, but I think there is no way, you know how I feel, that Obama will be impeached. There's no way he's going to be impeached. But Dan made some great points, thanks, Dan, on Bergdahl and the fact that people are taking this at face value. But if you look into the story, there are some serious questions, which I'm happy that one of the reporters was smart enough to ask that, but it was skirted around by the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel. You know, listen, is that what the case is? Is he a deserter? And were there other things behind this that what are we doing putting ourselves in this position? It is very thorny. A lot of the details here, and let's hear them. Let them drop out. Okay, we made this deal. Now we're stuck with it. Or we didn't make this deal. Obama made this deal. Susan Rice made this deal. But we're hitched to it. So they better pray that none of these rabid, and McCain is right, these are hardened terrorists who now have been at Guantanamo for many, many years, who absolutely, I think, are going to be hell-bent on harming the United States. So for a year, we're safe, but the clock is ticking, and then what happens after that? It was crazy when this whole thing unfolded. And Susan Rice on Sunday, because she was part of that whole swirl too, said that the accurate urgency of Bergdahl's declining health justified the decision to execute the swap without telling Congress. She said it was necessary and appropriate not to adhere to the 30-day requirement because it would have potentially meant that the opportunity to get Bergdahl would have been lost. And she's responding, of course, to all the conversation about not doing that. Let me tell you, there's going to be hearings on the Hill. We know that for sure. I think already the chairman of the Armed Services Committee is saying that he hasn't even been briefed by the administration. He can't believe it, and they're going to have hearings. So there are a lot of people that are furious over that. I mean, there is a law on the books that requires the administration to notify Congress before they're released from Gitmo. All of this tug of war over Guantanamo, and then this happens, and boom, they were there to take them out. So the exchange happened at the same time. Bergdahl's getting on a helicopter, and the five are also leaving, getting on a plane and leaving Gitmo. There was no stopping that. So he finished a guard shift at his post on June 30th, 2009, and they, you know, think he was held, but there's speculation as to what happened when he left that post. Did he desert the post? Did he, you know, because boom, he disappeared. So there's definite questions here, and it's fair to ask those questions. It's fair to ask them. And especially you can see the way it's being skirted somewhat. And there have been all kinds of videos that have been released of him ever since he was captured. And things that he said, you know, as when he was captured, were they things he was forced to say? What happened there? You know, there's, it's just a sea of the unknown. Let's put it that way. A sea of the unknown. In January, they had a video of Bergdahl. He did look very, very thin. It's fair to ask the question, fair or foul, and what happened here. Was this the right move to do? Are Dan and I, we're on the same page, but are we completely wrong about this? Sometimes you got to play a little hardball. And if, in fact, I mean, that's the deal. If, in fact, Bergdahl, you know, all these labels were throwing out, hero, traitor, deserter, you know, pick which one you think. But I can tell you the conversation is going to be fast and furious. Get the reference? On the Hill. So there's been a lot of chatter. This is the buzz in your backyard and my backyard. Susan Rice defending the negotiations with the terrorists. Is this now inevitable, the way we live in this world, that, hey, maybe we're lifting that veil? I think Congress, I mean, they're like rabid dogs over this, and this is throwing raw meat to the lions anyway. They say that the Army sergeant cried when they picked him up because he was just so happy. And his parents are, you know, beyond belief thrilled. But they know it's not over yet because of how long he was gone and what happened. So what a couple of days. We're still in the middle of the VA scandal. General Shinseki resigns Friday. He had an incredible record service-wise to the country. Lost a foot in Vietnam, but was terrible as the helm, at the helm of the VA as the secretary. It just didn't work. It didn't work, and we're still in the middle of what's going on with the VA. How do we get more doctors, more people to attend to the people? That means they're gonna need more money from the budget. Because now that he's out, the big question is, okay, he's out, now what? So who's in the wings? What's gonna change? What's gonna make the experience better for anybody who goes into a VA hospital? And now that this scandal happened and he resigned on Friday, who's the new leader? Who's the new leader that jumps in and fixes the problem? I mean, there's no question. There was such an outcry. When you have Democrats and Republicans agreeing, there was such an outcry for him to go, that was going to happen. Who's the qualified person who can reach out from Washington and make sure that veterans are getting the right kind of treatment when they go into any of these facilities? And are they shorthanded with doctors and nurses and other people? And how do they remedy that? And that's key. Because then it's, you know, all for nothing. What happens then? Just, oof, we're worried, so now everything's good. But the second the eyes are taken off of us, we roll back into the old system at the VA. 855-266-5283. Or we are checking the mailbag next.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, you want to reach the show? Very easy to do. Go to americatonight.net. You can hook up with us on Facebook or Twitter. Twitter is Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk, but you can easily hit it there if you go to americatonight.net. Coming up, we have the mailbag in just a second, but first, how about the fact that a Philadelphia newspaper tycoon, Lewis Katz, was killed in a plane crash in Massachusetts over the weekend. He was in a big plane. He was a philanthropic guy, and he was in Massachusetts for a huge event. And the plane, when it took off, is when it crashed. There were seven people that were killed in all. And this is a guy who bought the parent company, the Philadelphia Inquirer, the Philadelphia Daily News, and Philly.com right before the crash. He was 72 years old. He was the principal owner of the New Jersey Nets at one time, the New Jersey Devils, a shareholder of the Nets currently, the Yankees, and the Yes Network at the time of his death. He was very, very visible in the world of sports. Very, very, very visible. He's described as a visionary kind of guy. And he really took the philanthropic thing to the wall. I know some people that worked with Katz because his alma mater was in Philadelphia, Temple University. They're going to rename the medical school in his honor. And it's interesting because that's after a $25 million gift in 2013. He also went to Penn State University, went to law school there, and there's two buildings that have his name on it already. And he was a Camden, New Jersey native, not too far from where I grew up in Cherry Hill. And as I said, he gave a lot back to the community. So he had a couple of charter schools. He supported a bunch of charities. He flew to Massachusetts to go to a fundraising event at the home of historian Doris Kearns Goodwin. You see her a lot on the Sunday shows. She's written a ton of books. And she had dinner with him Saturday night before he left for his flight back to Atlantic City in New Jersey. He's very, very well liked. Very, very well liked. All right, on that note, let's turn and head to your thoughts. Got a ton of email over the weekend. Let's check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Sid, who says, Kate Delaney, long time no talk, and finally I've gotten to listen to you again here in Florida because I've been roaming the country on business. This Bergdahl thing to me just doesn't feel right. I feel for his parents, but I think it is correct to question his motivations and what happened, and was he really a deserter or not? Did he walk away in 2009? And there were people that were searching for him that supposedly lost their lives. So what's all of this about with this prisoner exchange? I didn't think that we made those kind of deals, let alone for somebody who seems as though he could have deserted the military. Question mark, question mark, question mark. Yeah, there is some question marks. And the thing that's interesting is, I'll say this again if you didn't hear me, there was a reporter who asked Chuck Hagel, the defense secretary, whether Bergdahl left his post without permission or deserted, and if he'd be punished. Hagel didn't directly answer. He just said, our first priority is assuring his well-being and his health and getting him reunited with the family. This is what he called them. Other circumstances may develop and questions. Those will be dealt with later. Here's the thing. There are other soldiers who call him a deserter, like Sergeant Matt Vierkant, who's been quoted in a few different places. He was a member of Bergdahl's platoon when he went missing in 2009. He says Bo Bergdahl deserted during a time of war and his fellow Americans lost their lives searching for him. He says that Bergdahl needs to not only acknowledge his actions publicly, but face a military trial for desertion under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. So that's the other part of this. If people that are in his platoon know that, and he's not called to the carpet as far as answering those charges, wow. I mean, that's a storm in itself. They say they're going to give him time to tell a story, time to decompress, time to reconnect with his family through video conferencing and telephone calls. They say an investigation should take, you know, even the squad leader, a guy named Greg Leatherman, said he's pleased that he's returned safely and he hopes he's reintegrated correctly and all that, but he thinks an investigation should take place as soon as they can. As soon as they can. It says to me that there is a lot of doubts as to what happened. A lot of doubts. Wow. All right, let's jump to another one. This one from Ben, who says, Hi, Kate. Hi, America Tonight. Listeners, Bergdahl, not so sure about this guy. I would love to call him a hero. Wouldn't it be great if this was a last-minute deal and it was worth making? We could regret it on a couple of different fronts. Well, that's what we talked about. There are conflicting details on a couple of different things. Walking off from the post, that was he grabbed from a latrine? Some people say that. There are first-hand accounts from soldiers in his platoon that while he was on guard duty, he got rid of his weapons and walked off the post with nothing more than a compass, knife, water, digital camera, and a diary. And they say at least six soldiers were killed in searches for Bergdahl. Oof. There has to be a huge investigation into this. Okay, this one from Bob in Illinois. He mails us a lot. He says, Kate, Shinseki is gone. Shinseki is gone. Shinseki is gone. Do I need to say any more? Shinseki, the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, resigns on Monday. So there wasn't even a long wait for that. And which, by the way, Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, also is resigning, has also resigned, but he said he was going to resign. People are trying to make more of that. But he said he was going to resign heading into the year. He's one of the longest press secretaries that has ever served. So this was known, that he would step away. I guess it's just surprising, the timing, perhaps, on the Jay Carney thing. Take another one from Chris, who says, Kate, did you hear that Ann B. Davis died? I can't tell you how much I watched the Brady Bunch. I probably have half the episodes memorized, only because they made a handful or so, it seemed, not like today, and we watched them over and over and over again. Yeah, the Brady Bunch is still in syndication. You can still see the Brady Bunch. She was a popular character. She won an Emmy. She had that whole housekeeping thing wrapped up. Nobody was talking about other housekeepers. She had that role locked. She died at the age of 88. Died Sunday morning. No cause of death. They're going to do an autopsy. Could be natural causes. She had a lot of friends in San Antonio. She died at a San Antonio hospital. The Brady Bunch. Favorite episode. Think about it for a second. Could it be Jan taking a football to the nose, or was it Marcia? You know the answer. Send it to me, AmericaTonight.net.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.